in terms of what we're up to before we jump into the sugya. I know guys were very excited yesterday. So let's just try to review briefly. So we saw Gemara. We saw we'll get to speed, and we'll first pass it together. We saw the Gemara. The Gemara had a basic problem with Rabba. Rabba says that what? Rabba says that the reason why you require the shift of my next son is because right side of the room. What's Rabba? You have to look in the Gemara for this. Okay, I'm concerned the get was Mishma. Good. The Gemara says, how could it be I'm concerned the get was Mishma? That's a concern. What's the major problem? Situation. There's a really serious problem. Very good. The Gemara's initial answer to that is, no, you know why you don't need one aid? Because you have to have return. The Gemara's ultimate answer to that question is, you know why you only need one aid? Because? Ah! So then why do you need one aid for? Ah! It's a kind of job, and you have to have meitzarish means nothing. It's a kind of job, you have to have something. So they were masakin. They're making the takana to begin with, so they decide only to ask for one aid. Now, why Chazal decided only to ask for one aid? Usually, we have a principle that called the tikkun rabbanon to ein da'isa tikkun. Usually, Chazal try to pattern the din rabbanon as much as possible after the din da'isa. If an aidus da'isa in gittin would require two aidim, here you have an aidus rabbanon. Why did Chazal demand two aidim for this aidus rabbanon? They could say they only want one, but why should they say they only want one aid for the nefer nefkin instead of two? The Gemara says, the reason why Chazal Dafka only asked for one aid. To make a why? It's all about Guna. Very good, very good. Right. Because once, if it was a Dindar Aisa, so it's not up to Chazal to make that call. If you require two aidim, Makoras, then you require two aidim. But if they're devising the Dindar Aban to begin with, so the one they would have liked to make it to make an informed for Dindar Aisa. But then, as you're saying, there was a good reason to drop the standards to one, Mishumi Gunam, Kibar Banu. We saw Pelushi at the end of the Gemara explained it really is a Kula. It really is to her benefit. Because even when the husband shows up, we will still be comfortable relying on this one aid. Okay. But then, in terms of how we got rid of that first tariff of the Gemara, the initial tariff of the Gemara, that this is working Min HaTorah. It's working Min HaTorah again. Ultimately, we say the whole need for Eidach is only Jabanam. That's why you can rely on one. The Gemara originally thought the need for Eidach is Min HaTorah. That we're really concerned is the get l'shma shol l'shma, and we're solving the suffix d'oraisa with the eid echad. So obviously, I said eid echad, how do you use eid echad? So the Gemara said, because it's eid echad, never return, like you guys just said. Great. So what's wrong with that? Eid echad never return, it's a real din. We allow you to eat meat that might be traced from that Torah based on eid echad. So what's wrong with applying over here? Yachad? Huh? I'll go to explain.
We know for sure if it was ever up there.
There's no presumption. It's not that I know the yes there is after, I don't know if it's changed. It could be it was never after. Good. But here I know she was Asura until she got the get. I don't know whether the gain and the get changed things, or it's an invalid get, and the gain and the get did not change things. So since it's a Keneged Cheska Zuster, you don't say Eidachan and Bisurin Keneged Cheska Zuster. That's how our Gemara passes. There are, as we mentioned briefly yesterday, the Gemara Yivavit has a machlokas about that, but our Gemara takes as a Sabah Pashas, that Eidachan does not seem to take as a Sabah Pashas. Eid Echad does not work against the Cheska Zuster. That's the rule. Okay, that's the rule. That's the rule. And good. That was one reason why we don't like saying that this is based on Eid Echad and Misturin. What was the other reason? Dovah Shemeva. Dovah Shemeva always requires two Eidim. Excellent. How do you know Dovah Shemeva requires two Eidim? Dovah Dovah Himamun. Very good. So we know, again, from the Chumash, that Misur requires two Eidim, Mamun requires two Eidim, and the Gezeira Shava to extend the din of Mamun to Dovah Shemeva. Great. Now, the Gemara, so again, the Gemara told me two chidushim about Eidach and Bisurin. It doesn't apply by Darash of Erva. Darash of Erva is not part of the category of Bisurin, it's a separate category. And even when it's still dealing with real Bisurin, it doesn't apply. Again, this is the way we're reading the Gemara with the Vehat, the simple way of reading the Gemara. There are two separate problems. One problem is you can't have rely on Eidach by Darash of Erva. The other is thing, even if it's classic Isser, you can't rely on Eidach, Kineged a Chazaka. So Rashi added a Chiddush Lahalacha. He wasn't his own, he was just quoting the Gemara Yivamis. What Chiddush Lahalacha does Rashi tell us? What Chiddush Halacha did Rashi tell us? Fresh voice. What Chiddush Halacha did Rashi tell us is by the Erechah Kineged Chazaka. Koyim Vayim Vayim. Any fresh voices? I see repeat hands, which is good. And any fresh voices? Any fresh voices?
Even though it does not work, but if it's on the one hand,
he's supported and bolstered by the fact that he's biyado, so that counteracts. So the biyado and the chazaka somehow neutralize each other, and now we say he's eidach and bistur once again. And then what were the two cases? We can talk about the two cases we actually mentioned where kineged chazaka, but you're still nema because it's biyado l'sakno. Give me one. Shrita, give me the other one. You say Shrita, okay, good. Shrita, and?
Shuba.
Shuba Zemaisis, excellent. You can tell me that Aisha, the meat was Geshaften. You can tell me that the fruits were Gemaisis. If it's the Kinetic Chazaka, because it must be at some point it was trade. The answer is, yeah, but the Yazo, Le Sakno. Give me an example of Kinetic Chazaka, which is not Yazo Sakno. Thank you, Shazesh. Right. Unless I'm the husband myself, unless it's the husband himself, no one else has the power to independently change anything. Good. Good. So far, everything is, for now, very straightforward. Now, what was Tosfos bother? Then we saw one of the things you can do now, as soon as you get into learning Harusa, is I think we're going to stop the Chazar here.